I am Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. And with us today, we have David Lighting. He's a manager and involved heavily with the Young Eagles here.
Well, I would think that the manager would be involved heavily.
Well, some managers are, some managers aren't. In my old company, the managers mostly weren't.
Okay. Anyway.
Depends on the day of the week.
Yeah. True. Okay. Yeah. Fridays, not so much.
Yeah. Monday's hit and miss, too.
Yeah, that's true.
But you get three solid days in the middle of the week, so that's a majority.
And you make up for it.
Works for me.
And we're coming up on the 2.5 millionth Young Eagle.
Isn't that incredible?
It's hard to believe.
It really is.
That's fantastic.
So I took a Young Eagles flight 2002 in a DC-3 right out here on the flight line.
Oh, great start.
Yeah. Yeah, doesn't get much better than that. It hasn't gotten much better than flying a DC-3 at Oshkosh. But yeah, 2.5 million.
Wow.
We set that goal, AirVenture 2025. We said, okay, we think this is within reach to get to 2.5 by convention this year. And the last couple of months, we've been watching the numbers, and my boss, Rick Larson, would check in every once in a while and say, hey, how's it looking? I said, hey, it's going to be close, Rick. It's going to be close. And we brought in some extra help to get all the flights in the system, and Sunday before convention, we hit 2,500,002.
Nice.
No, that's wonderful. Nice.
Yep. Did they get a gift certificate or something?
$2.50.
Yeah.
Yay! There you go.
And still going strong. So how many have you had since then? Probably another 10,000.
Yeah, we'll see. Still going strong. But today we're really going to be celebrating the program. Today we're going to do an honorary 2.5 millionth Young Eagle flight to kick off the afternoon air show. Our program chairman, Jimmy Graham, retired NFL tight end, is here for the week, and he's got his extra 330LX, and he's going to be flying a young gal from the Wausau, Wisconsin area, Hazel.
Nice.
At 2 o'clock right out here on at Show Center.
Wow, she's going to have some stage fright.
I don't know. We had her at the Young Eagles banquet and breakfast yesterday, our volunteer appreciation events, and she came up on stage, and she's got it together, man. 10 years old. She's been flying airplanes for the last couple of years with volunteer pilots from the Wausau chapter.
Wow.
I think she's flown in 35 different types of airplanes.
Oh, my goodness.
She said it was a nomination process to figure out who the 2.5 honorary Young Eagle would be. And we had a lot of really sharp kids apply. She was the only one that put on her application, when I'm a pilot, I want to fly Young Eagles, too.
There you go.
There's the winner.
Yep.
Ding, 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 ding. This is going to sound like a dumb question or a weird question, but anyway, Young Eagles is for pilots. Has EAA talked about doing anything for A&P mechanics? Because I understand there's a shortage there, too.
I've been getting that question more this week than I think I have any other year. And one of the things that started to happen organically is at the local chapter level, the chapters have noticed this and the volunteers have noticed this. There's a lot more hands-on workshops that chapters are doing, and we've started to tool some of those workshops. We call it the Young Eagles Workshop, where they can start to learn the basics of sheet metal and riveting, electronics, things like that. And also, there are more and more chapters delving into teen-build aircraft projects, where you get a group of teenagers from a high school group that come in. They meet once or twice a week for a few hours, and they build an airplane. As a matter of fact, I'm local here, live in Neenah, Wisconsin, member of the Oshkosh, Wisconsin chapter. We're doing a RV-12IS team build right now. Half the kids in that program want to go over to Fox Valley Tech across the airfield here and do their AMP.
Nice.
The other half want to go be professional pilots, but the kids that want to go do the AMP, they're going to step into that program already miles and miles ahead of the other,
exactly,
the other students their age.
That's cool. That's good to see, too.
You know, and it's good to see the ones that are going to be pilots that they're interested in building an airplane, too, because that will help them learn more about the aircraft that they will soon fly.
Yeah, it's really impressive. We also run a local scholarship chapter, or in our chapter, the Ray Aviation Scholarship, which is nationwide. There's chapters all over the country that do it. It's $2.2 million per year in flight training awards. But one of our local recipients, young man Rusty, he wants to be a professional pilot. He got involved with the team build right away. He's only 21 years old, I think, and he's working on a CFI certificate right now.
Nice.
But he has said, my involvement with that project gave me such a deeper understanding and appreciation for the aircraft systems.
Oh, yeah.
And helped him so much, you know, in his commercial and things like that from the knowledge standpoint.
Yep. A deeper level of understanding.
Yeah. And then, troubleshooting in flight to understand, hey, I know how this was put together.
Right.
You know, it's not just a theoretical lesson in a book.
It's
I did this myself.
Yeah, that way, the hands-on experience is always the best way to go. I mean, you can read books out the wazoo, but until you actually get your hands on it, a lot of times you don't understand it fully.
Yeah, and the other thing that's really cool about it, too, is we're hopeful. We don't know for sure where the landing spot of the local project will be, but these projects all around the country, a lot of times they end up in a flying club at that local airport. So the airplane that these kids built ends up being the airplane that they start taking their flight lessons in, which is also, you know, very, very cool for them.
Yeah.
And they're able to do it at a more affordable rate, too, than, you know, going to the local local flight school.
You know, and that's got to be really neat for them because they're sitting in an airplane thinking, wow, I helped build this plane.
Yeah, the one of the cool things about the 12 that we did here locally, Dick Van Grunsven was in town for some EAA business, but we said, Dick, you got to come over and see what the young Eagles have been building over at the chapter, and he signed the tail for them and everything,
and they
signed it right along his name. So you got all the kids that built it and Dick's name autographed on the tail
really
of the airplane.
Cool. Yep, a feeling of accomplishment for them.
Yeah.
That's a big thing because kids nowadays, you know, it's all about screen time.
Yeah.
And hands-on opportunities, unfortunately, seem to have gone the way of the wind.
Well, what's really interesting, and I know we made the announcement opening day on Monday about Discovery Park, the new relocation of Kid Venture and Teen Venture and all the other youth activities that's going to be over here by the Blue Barn. We did some focus groups with teachers, students, some people that lead various aviation or youth aviation groups. On that, as well as some stuff we're doing over at the museum year-round. And one of the biggest things the kids in those focus groups said was, we can see a screen anytime. We have screens at home. We have laptops at school nowadays. We don't want screens when we come do this stuff. We want things we can touch, we can feel, we can put together, we can take apart, we can use our hands. And I think that's pretty telling, too, that the kids are even saying, hey, we've got enough of that. We want to get hands-on.
That's great. That's refreshing to hear.
And back in our day, we played
what
with cars.
What was the screen?
Well, yeah, we didn't have screens.
The screen door.
Yes, that's exactly what it was.
Was a radio.
Yeah.
And you know, throwing tools at each other.
So no end in sight for Young Eagles. That's going to be forever, I hope.
That's the plan, man. That's the plan. I at our banquet last night, I was telling the volunteers, I said, you know, at EAA, my team's got three big goals in mind. Number one is to support the current volunteers and provide them the resources and tool them so they can keep flying the kids. We're averaging about 60,000 kids per year around the world. And again, that's all done through the volunteer network.
So this is worldwide. I never really thought about that.
Yeah, I was down at Sun and Fun back in April, and I met an EAA chapter leader from Norway. And he was telling me they were going to do their first Young Eagles rally on International Young Eagles Day, which is always the second Saturday in June. And he sent me some photos, and they flew 8 kids out in Norway for International Young Eagles Day.
Now, when you get done with the Young Eagles program, do you ever follow up on it and try to figure out how many people have actually gotten into aviation because of Young Eagles?
Yeah, we did a study, it was probably a dozen or so years ago to try to do a match of all the kids in our system to see, are they in the FAA database, either as pilots, mechanics? And at that time, we figured it was roughly 50,000 plus that had come out of the Young Eagles program that had gone on to pursue something in aviation. But the problem is, that's probably a low estimate because we can't get a good match because we would need date of birth, last name, zip code.
Right.
And you imagine a kid that flew at age 12, by the time they're 25 years old with a certificate, they probably got a different address, so we're not going to find them. Or if it's a female participant that got married and changed her last name.
Right.
So it is very difficult to get an exact number, but it is something I've talked to some of the folks at headquarters here that I'd like to take another run at it here to see if we can get another re-estimated number.
When you think about it, though, that's a tremendous pipeline. I mean, the normal path of hanging out at the airport and then learning to fly can't not match those kind of numbers.
No, and the thing that I think a lot of people sometimes miss or overlook with the program is, yes, we've flown 2.5 million kids. That's incredible. The number is almost mind-numbing. But what people miss is we have a whole Young Eagles flight plan after they take the flight. They get enrolled into the Sporty's Ground School completely free of charge, the online ground school. Once they take the FAA written, EAA will reimburse them the cost of that written. They can earn a voucher for a flight lesson. It's a voucher to put towards a flight lesson for $160. And then we've got $2.5 million in scholarships for them to take advantage of You know, so we're trying to keep them in that, you know, in that pipeline. And we've actually seen the engagement in those programs skyrocketing. I think last year we had almost 480 young Eagles complete the FAA written just in that calendar year that we know of, that reported it to us and asked for the reimbursement. So it's probably more than that.
That's great. That's wonderful.
That is a tremendous success story.
It's a total program. It's not just get in the airplane and go have fun.
Yep, exactly.
Nice.
I like it.
Forward thinking.
Very forward thinking. And I know I did an air show earlier this summer. They started out with three young Eagles flights. By the end of the day, they had, or not flights, but pilots. By the end of the day, they had seven.
Yep. Yep.
Nice. Now, you were a young Eagle?
I was, yeah. So I took two young Eagles flights when I was 8 years old here at Air Venture 2002 in a DC-3. It's when the show still ran through Monday. So it was on the final Monday of the show. And then I took another one with the local EAA chapter from my hometown. And then I got my certificate in 2013, and I started flying young Eagles shortly thereafter.
Nice. Did you go to a pilot as well?
Yeah, I went to the University of North Dakota, studied aviation management, got my private pilot tailwheel endorsement up there, and have been flying ever since. I'm working on my sport pilot CFI now, so got part of the exams out of the way for that.
Nice.
Hoping to get that taken care of here within the next...
What are you flying?
I'm in a local flying club. We've got an RV-12IS. It's actually, believe it or not, we lease the airplanes from EAA, our club does.
Oh, wow.
So it's the one-week wonder from 2018 that was built here.
You know, I wonder if that rivet I put in there is still holding.
Yeah.
Do you know where it was? I'll double-check on my next pre-flight.
Yeah, right. Get that one out.
Yep. And then we also have a Cessna 172, an RV-6A, and a WAG Aero Cubby. So a pretty diverse fleet.
All right. Well, that's fantastic, man. Keep up the good work. I want to thank you for joining us.
David Lighting.
Yes, there he is.
Young
David
Eagles
Lighting.
Project.
Young Eagles Program.
Project.
The Young Eagles Project was a band.
That was it.
Should have been. Anyway, okay. I'm Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie and completely lost.
This is EAA Radio.